This is Bill Crozier. I'm calling the meeting to order for the PNB Coordinating Committee. This is Wednesday, May 16th, 2012, 7:43 p.m. Central Time, 8:43 p.m. Eastern Time. Campbell, can you call the roll, please?
Surely. Okay. Tracy. Teresa Allen. Okay. Mia Bediaco.
Present.
Okay. Lydia Brasson.
Here.
All right. Arlene Engelhardt. Okay. Campbell Johnson is present. Afia Wangaza.
Here.
All right. Summer Reese.
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg. Okay. Can't hear you, Tracy. LaVarne Williams.
Present.
Okay. Teresa Allen. No. Arlene Engelhardt.
This is LaVarne. Arlene is in New York on
okay.
business, so she might have an engagement this evening.
Okay. New York City. Okay, we have, how about Bill Crozier? Bill, are you there? Bill?
We know it was a second ago.
Yeah,
I have a point of information, Campbell, when you're ready.
Sure.
What's
your point of information?
Oh, Arlene did send an email that says she's in a meeting and will not be available for tonight's meeting, so we should just give her an excuse to absence.
Okay, terrific. Bill, are you back?
Yeah, sorry. Okay.
Okay, we have 7 members present.
Thank you. Okay.
And so we have quorum.
Great. Okay. Well, let me read the draft agenda that I sent out for people who might be listening on the stream or the archive. 1, called to order, which we did. Called rule, which we did. 3, approve agenda, which we're about to do now. 4, correct and approve April 30th, 2012 committee minutes. 5, meeting schedule for coordinating committee, dates. 6, agenda for upcoming teleconference PNB meetings. 7, details for July regular in-person PNB meeting. 8, new business. 9, review action items. 10, adjourn. Any changes?
Mr. Chair, without objection, I move acceptance.
Okay. Any objection? Hearing none, then the agenda is approved as read. Okay. Next is the April 12, 2012 committee minutes, which Campbell sent us following the last meeting, and I resent them last night to all of you. I had a few corrections. Did you get those, Campbell?
I did, but I unfortunately have not had an opportunity to make them on the narrative that I have. Would you be able to share them with me?
Okay. Let's see. Sorry. On item 6, it should be Campbell who was elected the committee secretary by acclamation.
Oh.
I believe you had me as elected both as chair and secretary.
Okay. By acclamation, not by condemnation.
Or whatever, yeah. Okay. And 8, item 8.
8?
This
sure.
is about the in-person meeting. I believe the original motion was from Campbell, which was to meet no earlier than September. And then after discussion, Summer moved to substitute to meet in July. Then Afia moved to amend the substitute to meet no later than the last weekend in July. I don't believe there was any objection to Afia's amendment. Then the amended substitute was approved
okay.
by a vote.
Wait, Bill, you're
yes.
running a little bit quick for me. Where is Afia's? I remember her doing that, but I was trying to see where we are in that.
I think it was just accepted, Campbell. She suggested no later than. I think we just accepted it by acclamation and made it part of my substitute,
what?
If I recall.
Oh,
or
okay.
something like that.
Yes.
And I had a question, too, if you can put me on stack at some point.
Okay, and I'm reading from what I sent out last night at 8:01 Eastern Time PM. So.
Oh, you got it corrected on what you sent out?
Well, I'm just reading from that. These are
okay. Well, then I'll reference that one.
Okay.
And this is Lydia, so I will abstain because I do, you know how I feel about the in-person meeting. So I'm confident I must have voted no on some aspect of this, but that's it. I'll say I haven't checked the audio, but I'm surprised that there was no objection. Thank you.
Well, that was just an Afia's amendment. And then let me finish what I was saying. Then the amended substitute was approved by a vote of 7-1. And the substituted motion was approved by 7-1. Yeah, and I think you were the one, Lydia, and I didn't write that down here.
I think that makes sense. Campbell, I have a correction for Bill.
Oh, go ahead, Tamara.
I just in general, and this is probably applicable to all minutes, because we all know each other, so we're used to, you know, just talking to each other, but I think the minutes should refer to all of us by our last names for the sake of future boards and whomever, just to make it easier for people to figure out who we're talking about, you know. I mean, a lot of us are very distinctive, but I think
we'll
probably
do.
Should have. Thank you.
Okay. Lydia? Or did you want to have anything else to say?
No.
Okay. Were there any other corrections anybody had? Hearing none, do we have any objections to approving them as amended?
So moved.
No, but I will be abstaining.
Okay. Well, can you go ahead and call the roll then for that, Campbell?
Sure. Ms. Allen? Ms. Bediaco? Yay or nay?
I'm sorry, Cam, but I was distracted. I apologize.
We're voting on approval of the minutes.
Oh, yes.
As
amended?
As amended, yes.
Okay, yes.
Okay. Ms. Brazon?
I abstain.
Okay. And Arlene isn't here. Campbell Johnson will vote yes. Ms. Wangaza?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Rosenberg, are you there? Okay. Ms. Williams?
I abstain.
Okay. Ms. Are you voting, Mr. Chair?
I'll vote yes.
Okay.
Yes?
Williams? Change that vote to yes.
Okay. The vote is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yes. And one abstention.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for doing the minutes, Campbell. Appreciate that. Okay, next on the agenda is meeting schedule for the coordinating committee. Last month we weren't quite sure what dates to pick. Last night I sent out some dates after I talked to a few people and which were available on the KPFTX meeting calendar. Possibilities look like the first Monday seems to be open, the third Tuesday, and the third Wednesday some months. The KPFK's LSB meets then some months. Anybody have an objection to any of those days?
And this is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia?
First Monday would be my preference.
This is Summer?
Yeah, Summer.
Well, okay, so first Monday is the KPFK Finance Committee. However, it doesn't meet until 7:30. This call starts at 5:30, and generally we don't go over 2 hours on the coordinating committee. So, I mean, I could live with first Mondays, but we'd kind of have to stick to the two-hour schedule because otherwise it's going to start to bite into another committee that I'm on. So I don't really care about piggybacking meetings. It's kind of exhausting, but if it fits for everybody else, it works for me. So, but we'd need to get out by 7:30 for sure. So,
right.
Otherwise, whatever works for everybody else is fine.
Okay. Or if the third Tuesday is okay with people, we could do that. That open, but.
I'm sorry, the third Tuesday, what? I saw it on email.
The third Tuesday, starting next month. Is that possible for everyone?
It's not possible for us here.
Okay.
Why don't we just go with that Monday, Bill? I think I'm the only person on the coordinating committee who's on the KPFK finance committee. So I'm potentially the only person inconvenienced by this. And I don't know, I'm on so many meetings, like, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I've already got to do the finance committee. So if everybody else likes first Monday, I'm okay with it. All right, I just the caveat is we really need to stick to the two-hour schedule because the meeting starts at 7:30. So
I think we'd all like to finish within 2 hours, so okay.
Yeah, totally. That's what I'm thinking, right? So it's probably that's not unrealistic. So if that's better for other people, like, go for it.
Yeah.
Objections for the first Monday then?
I need to indicate that I have a potential concern regarding first Monday because of our WPFW Finance Committee that meets at 6:30. And if it runs over, and who knows what it's going to do, it shouldn't run over.
It's like summers because it starts at the same time then, right, 2 hours before a meeting would start?
But he's East Coast and I'm West Coast.
Yeah.
Functionally a different thing, you know what I mean? It's more likely we'll get out of coordinating committee in 2 hours, whereas finance committee meetings are a whole other matter. Those can really run over sometimes, so.
Yeah, I know.
What are the other two dates? Third Tuesday, and what was the third option you gave us?
Well, third Tuesday, and then some months the third Wednesday. It depends on the KPFK's LSB because they seem to change the days around. You might have a better feeling for like
it's every other month. We alternate between the Saturday day meeting and the Wednesday night meeting every other month. So it means every 2 months there would be a conflict. That's probably not so great either. So
they wouldn't like to meet the second Wednesday like most of the other LSPs do, I guess.
Maybe we could try to prevail upon them. I don't remember what logic made us the third Wednesday anymore. It's probably somebody's schedule who's not even on the board anymore. You know, we used to meet on Tuesdays.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia. Maybe you remember why we're
doing
this.
Okay, so the logic is to allow the other local committees to meet and hope that we get the motions in a more timely fashion. It's been working in terms of governance anyway.
So why don't we not mess with that just because – and also because we set our schedule for the year, and I hate to undo any wheels that have already, like, are turning, you know.
So do we want to go with third Tuesday?
Okay. Well, then, Afia, what was Afia's objection?
Afia couldn't do it then.
Oh. Okay.
Is that every month, Afia?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Is the third Tuesday bad every month or just next month?
No, it's bad every month. I do prison work, and I'm subject to their schedule, so that's when I'm assigned.
Okay.
Let's try that Monday and that first Monday and see how it works out.
Okay, yeah.
Well, Campbell, can you kind of, like, encourage people to be – are they timely with your finance committee at 6:30? Here, we started at 7:30 because we've got traffic in L.A., and it works – you know, anyway, all I'm saying is the idea that you'll be in and out in 2 hours might be unrealistic.
Well, I hope it can be operable.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you and I are the
carry
ones.
Carry my cell phone
concept.
With me. And,
okay, so there's no objection
we'll
to trying the first Monday at least for next month, and I'll go ahead and put it on the calendar for succeeding months, and then we can change it if we need to.
Okay.
So we can plan for that. All right. Next item on the agenda is the agenda for the upcoming teleconference PNB meetings. I'm not sure what all we need to talk about, but we've been sort of acting like each of them is a continuation meeting for the most part. But anybody have anything else you want to say or change on that?
Sure. Summer?
Summer, go ahead.
Well, I think, okay, we have been getting some of the things off the agenda, which has been a blessed relief. And we also, of course, have things that keep arising that are of more time-sensitive nature that have to be resolved by the board. I think it's fine. We've got a couple of new things that have come up, and we need to resolve, but I don't know. If nobody I kind of want to just sort of keep cruising through the stuff that's on there. I mean, deal with the new stuff that is time sensitive, and let's continue to just get stuff off the agenda. So, I mean, it has to be recrafted. We've sort of cruised through three meetings in a row in rapid succession. We've gotten rid of some stuff. But, you know, the agenda has to be rewritten for this upcoming meeting in a couple weeks because we've gotten some new motions in, and a whole bunch of stuff is off of there now. So, I don't know. I mean, what is your biggest concern, the continuation meeting aspect? I mean, we need to post a new agenda, I think, with all the new stuff on it for sure because
we do need to get the agendas out earlier. That's one of the problems for all the meetings.
Yeah, well, some of it when it's just going from week to week and it's exactly the same stuff, it isn't. But when we're adding new stuff, definitely that has to be.
The first one each month, for example, which I guess theoretically a new meeting.
I agree, because then the secondary one should be a continuation of that, so it doesn't need a new agenda because you're picking up where you left off, and I do think that's more efficient for us. So, so the next one will be the first one of the, right? We're in the next month by then. Am I right? I'm not looking at my calendar. When is our, yeah.
Right, we've already had our first meeting for this month.
Okay, so, well, it's still going to be a new.
And also the executive session. I mean, I guess we can't talk about too many of the details on here, this public call tonight, but sometimes I don't even know what's going to be on the executive session.
Well, some of it's been the same stuff. Yeah, and part of the problem has been things that have sort of these things that have popped up that people have wanted to deal with in a more urgent fashion, you know, like the stuff with the law firm and things that sort of move them further up the executive session agenda than they would have been under some other normal circumstance, I think. So,
hey, this is Tracy, just letting you know I'm here. Sorry.
Hey, Tracy.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I think for the upcoming meeting, we've gotten rid of several items, and there are some new ones, so the agendas have to be completely recrafted this week to incorporate the new motions that have come in and get rid of all the stuff that we've actually tackled. So, same thing with the executive session agenda. So I'm sure there'll be some other things that are going to come up. And I've got people asking me to agendize things, and I'm not sure, you know, exactly what we're going to do with them. So I'm sure we'll talk about some of that in this meeting. But.
Okay, Tracy, what we're talking about is upcoming teleconference meetings, and do we need to decide anything about agendas for those?
And I did have another question, Bill. I saw your email about the conflict with the June, what was it, 14th meeting?
Oh, right, for the NFCB conferences that.
Yeah, and I'd be happy to cancel that one meeting. I mean, we just met three times in 3 weeks, okay, which is good. We have to get rid of stuff, but, you know, we're also meeting in person in July. NFCB is a big deal for a bunch of people on the board. I don't care if we cancel that one meeting as long as we're getting a bunch of work done between now and then or we pick another date. But anyway, we should probably discuss that here and get that dealt with because that's not that far off.
Okay, do you have a motion? Because we ought to present that to the PNB at the next meeting.
I'm sorry?
Let's take a look at the calendar for June and see if there are any options besides.
Yeah, well, we could pick a date like the following. Well, I mean, we'll have a meeting anyway, so.
June looks pretty booked. June
looks
pretty booked.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe we just cancel that one meeting if we get enough done in the next teleconference and we have the upcoming in-person meeting. Anyway, we should at least discuss.
This is Lydia. Yeah. I would recommend that we hold off on canceling the meeting until we know what's going to happen in terms of elections and so forth. We may have to have the meeting, so why not leave it on the calendar so someone doesn't take that? We can always cancel it 7 days out. But it's always really difficult to find that space again once we give it up.
That's valid.
Okay, well, are any of you on affiliates? Because that's the only conflict the week, the Thursday before, the 7th. Oh, okay.
I think it's going to be a conflict for at least 3 or 4 people. So,
is anyone else doing this NFCB conference on the same day that Bill is involved in Houston? Obviously, people in Houston are going to be more involved, like probably George.
Well, probably all of our PNB members from Houston and a lot of our LSB members will be there having a big reception that evening, exactly when we would be meeting.
Okay, I think,
and
folks, I really
it's
think
time to visit with people from
other
stations. So,
all right,
Bill, Campbell,
yes, and I assume Arlene will be there too. Yeah, Campbell.
We got to deal with this now because it's not that far off. Let's find another date.
Yeah, I just wanted to indicate understood what you were saying. You were talking about in regard to the NFCB conference, right?
Yeah.
Right. We have a PNB meeting scheduled.
Now, I'm on the affiliates task force, but we aren't going to be having a meeting on the 14th.
Well, there's one scheduled for the 7th. I was just wondering if we moved the PNB meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Up a week,
always. Yeah.
But that would conflict with the affiliates.
they decided to move that to the first Thursday, which is a problem for me. Okay.
Well, we could move the meeting to June 7th. I mean, that's certainly an option.
Well, that's what we're saying. If we move it to June 7th, then that conflicts with affiliates.
What's going on with the 6th? There's nothing on calendar. Is there a fixed meeting on the first Wednesday of the month? Or I mean, I'm
just asking. It seems to be open. That's right.
Look at it. I mean, it's wide open. There's nothing there. Why don't we just seize it? Unless there's something somebody knows about that's a conflict, because I'm not seeing anything.
Okay.
Serious.
Okay, this is Lydia.
That's a good answer. Seize it.
Let's grab it. I mean, that's an open date, okay, because then we have one there. And we have one on the 28th. We still have two meetings in June. We lose nothing, and we avoid this entire NFCB conflict. I never think it's fair if you have advance notice that, like, an entire station's representation is not going to be able to make a meeting. It's not really kosher to go forward with the meeting on that date, in my opinion. That's not cool. So we need to find an alternative. I think we should go.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia?
Yeah, I have no objection to that proposal, but we should notify the PMB immediately by email, since we're all, you know.
Well, that's what I was trying to wanted to deal with tonight, so that people could reschedule their lives.
Right.
And, you know, it's not that far off, really. It's
okay.
Cool. So that's my motion, that we go ahead and cancel the June 14th meeting and reschedule it for Wednesday the 6th and calendar it immediately before somebody grabs that day from us, okay?
That's and put it out.
Okay.
The rest of the board.
I'll send a notice out as soon as we're off this call. Okay.
Okay. Any objections then to doing that?
Thank you.
Hearing none, then we'll do that. Okay, thank you, and thanks, Summer, for sending that notice out. And I'll post it.
Okay,
for action items, Campbell, that's one for Summer and one for me.
And
that?
Can you please can you post it for both open and closed session for the 6th, and we'll probably do both.
Okay.
Thank you.
June 6th for coordinating committee? No, that's
PMB.
Post PMB.
We're going to cancel. Yeah. We need to cancel the 14th and post the 6th.
Okay. All righty.
Of course, we'll be piggybacking the end of May. Yeah, it's fine. It's good. That's perfect.
All right. Okay. Ready to move on? Okay. The July regular in-person PNB meeting that we decided to have no later than the end of July, and which was, I believe, has been scheduled for the next to last weekend in July, June 20th through 23rd. Too early to start talking about agenda, or we have other logistics we need to work on? Tracy or other people from Berkeley need help or guidance or anything?
This is Nia Bill.
Okay, Nia?
Yeah. I don't know how Tracy came up with this date, but I know that I certainly wasn't polled. I don't know if anybody else was polled. So we need to at least poll all directors, because that weekend might not be convenient for everybody. So how did Tracy come up with this date?
Summer to the stack.
Okay, well, this was the motion we passed that the PMB approved no later than the last weekend in July.
But my point is, but to just pluck that weekend out, I've been on this PNB since 2008. I've never seen where anybody just chooses a date. We always have a couple of dates, find out from the hotels, and then we float it around. But to just pick, because that date is inconvenient for me. It's very inconvenient. I would, somewhere along the line, it appears to me that people were polled. How does Tracy know this? This is convenient for anybody. And at a non-union hotel?
Okay, Summer, were you on the stack? Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I mean, from what the email I saw from Tracy, I mean, some of this, that's why we gave that flexibility of not later than, because hotels have other engagements. I think this was, I mean, obviously I want to let Tracy answer, but this was the booking that was available. And I guess
this is
Tracy,
when you're ready.
Yeah, and I mean, I said go ahead and book it if that's what's available, because she sent a list of the things she had looked into. It looked diligent. I think the union hotel issue, I mean, I feel at this point almost like writing to the chair of that hotel chain. Like, not every place that is non-union is also abusing its employees. I think there are considerations. If somebody else has, like, a fantastic union hotel that'll do this for us in the same time frame for the best price, like, we'll
put that forward, please. But I found the Hotel Durant to be an extremely nice meeting venue with very, you know, that it was a very good space. And anyway, so I support the decision to get us meeting. I think she'll address the weekend issue, but I think we basically approved that flexibility to take into account the scheduling of the venue, and not that the person doing the work had to come back to us to get yet further approval on which of those last few weekends, because that's kind of what we discussed at the last coordinating committee meeting was, well, what if the hotel's not available that weekend? Well, we could do it the weekend before. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, it seems to me we've got to make some accommodations for the reasonable. So I'm done.
Okay. That's all I remember.
To
this back. And was that Lydia?
Bill, are you calling?
Yeah, Tracy,
on the
Tracy
staff
first.
Anyway.
Yeah, Tracy first, and then Lydia.
The motion that the coordinating committee passed and then the PNB passed was that we wanted to have a meeting no later than July 27th through 30, and the dialogue that we had was that we didn't, you know, we wanted to keep it on budget within about, you know, $20,000 or so. There wasn't any location in Berkeley that had availability on the weekend of July 27 to 30 or was a union hotel within the budget that we had set up. If we wanted to pass a motion to have a meeting on a specific weekend, we should have passed a motion saying so. And if we wanted a motion to have a meeting at a union hotel, we should have passed a motion saying we wanted to have a meeting at a union hotel no matter what it cost. Those aren't the motions that we passed. My understanding is of what you do as the point person for the coordinating committee is you work within the parameters of the motion that the board passes. So in this case, that's what I did. The blank contract is now with the chair of the board, and at this point in time, I can't do anything unless and until someone signs the contract. So I pretty much wash my hands of it. But there is no other site that I'm aware of in the city of Berkeley that's available or that will do it at the price point that we budgeted for, number one, and that we reaffirmed in our many conversations that we really didn't want to substantially exceed. There's not a lot of union hotels in Berkeley, and the ones that are there are fairly upscale. There's really kind of nothing else to say. Again, if we want to put other conditions to, you know, on a meeting for specific dates or specific parameters, we need to say so. And if we want to budget for a more expensive hotel, we need to do so. We didn't do those things.
Okay, thank you. Lydia?
Well, of course, I didn't vote for the motion because so many of our motions, especially like these, do not allow for enough flexibility. And, what I would have expected was to have received an email that says, oh, this union hotel was prohibitively expensive at this rate, blah, 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 et cetera. The board may not, given everything we just went through on this issue, that we really need to stay at a union hotel. I mean, when I was on the board before, we never even had to address it. You know, it was just a given. You always met at a union hotel with, obviously, not in Texas. So in the past in Berkeley, at least when I was previously on the board, we met at least twice at the DoubleTree, which is still union. Then the board might decide, okay, we really can't afford 4 days, since that was a concession to only having two PMB meetings, which is apparently not in people's minds this year. And we could go back to the 3 days or whatever. I mean, I personally won't attend another PMB meeting at a non-union hotel. I can't do it. But which is fine. That might be an incentive for you guys to just proceed. but I don't, you know, who knows if I'll be alone with that thinking, but. There it goes. I object to not having at least had the communication by email. This is the situation. Therefore, I recommend that we move forward with, you know, whatever you guys want to do. Anyway, so that was my objection. It was less about the dates for me as it was about the lack of communication during the process.
Okay, just talk about everybody. If we're going to talk about agenda or logistics, we kind of need to do that. We're really not accomplishing much right now by this discussion.
Because I thought that Tracy said, correct me if I'm wrong, Tracy, has the contract been signed or not?
I didn't sign the contract. I don't have the authority to sign contracts on behalf of the Pacific Foundation.
No, nobody signed it yet.
Did you find a reputable hotel, Lydia, or anybody else? Has anybody else done that?
I am just saying that it would depend, you know, we could, if we knew what the DoubleTree charges now. I did check to see if they were union. They're still union. The PMB met there twice before. It may be too expensive, but that depends on how many days we meet. I mean, it's up to the board. It either wants to do that or it wants to continue down
the board. The board already passed a motion that I don't understand why we're not acknowledging that the board already passed a motion.
What we decided to do, and no one else volunteered to help her, and so I'm not sure there's a problem, and it seems like a very reasonable rate that she found.
Last Thursday when we were in session, but to, you know, have that information before that and not inform the board, we didn't know where we stood with that.
Let me get to LaVarne. She was next on the stack, and then
Thank you, Bill. We had a board meeting in Berkeley. I guess it's been whatever last year or
two
beginning
years.
Of another year.
2 years.
This is LaVarne. We went through the discussions about where to have it. We looked at all the hotels. Tracy worked on this very hard. We talked about this. We came up with this hotel. It was passed that we would, by a motion, coordinating committee, the board, to have it at this hotel. We're in the same situation. Actually, we have a shorter time to actually plan this. Tracy's found the same hotel. Circumstances have not changed. I mean, the cost, I'm sure, of going out and exploring them are the same as they were, or maybe even higher than the last time we checked those hotels that were union. This hotel, we found, I believe there was a blurb on there about in terms of how they're treating their employees. If that's the issue, it's an issue not only of union, but how the employees are treated. And I think that we found the information where there was positive comments about that. And I think we're just rehashing something that was already done last year, and we need to move on. I mean, I would just call the question at this time. Thank you.
Well, I'd like to at least weigh in if I could.
Can't call a question in small committees this, but go ahead, let's try to wrap this up soon, please.
Thank you. Yeah, I will. I fully concur. I find this a somewhat disingenuous conversation. I actually did a whole bunch of research on this company. I like the experience at Berkeley. I know I got all this flack about the Hotel Angelino. It was a good meeting, whatever. The owner of this chain of boutique hotels has been on our airwaves talking about all the spiritual stuff. They've won, like, the best labor awards in the Bay Area for one of their other hotels. Like, clearly the guy needs to put a statement on every one of his websites about exactly what they do with their employees. But they give them comp hotel night. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff on there about their commitment to environmentalism and labor. So I find this, like, we can go to, like, a union hotel that has the most disgusting labor practices, but a union has finally forced them to pay people. Or you can go to a place that already treats their employees better. So on a practical level, yeah, we already approved this, and coordinating these details, it's a lot of darned work, and the meeting is pretty close off. So unless somebody comes back with a competing bid that says, like, you know, bam, we're going to get everything here cheaper, faster, better, same weekend, whatever, at another union hotel, I think, you know, we need to move forward. We have to plan a meeting. And if it takes getting, like, some more information from, you know, this company that they treat their employees well, then, you know what, fine, I'm happy with doing that. But I don't think this is a bad choice. I really, really don't. And I'm going to support moving forward on the contract and we got to get the meeting going. We've got to handle our business. I think we should still meet the 4 days. The bylaws call for 4 meetings, not 2, not 3. So even when we hold 3, we're holding 1 less meeting per year than what they actually call for. And the extra day, I think it gives us 1 extra full working day, is helpful and productive, quite frankly. So I'm done. Thank you. I think we should move on and just get this done.
Yeah, I would like to talk about some things for the agenda for that meeting, if we could do
Can
that.
Can I say one thing, please?
Okay, Mia.
Okay. I was on the coordinating committee in 2010, and what happened, Tracy brought, I think she had like maybe 2 or 3 hotels I can't remember exactly, but they were at least two where we could do comparisons. And I did raise the issue about meeting in a non-union hotel, but at least we were able to compare the Durant to, I don't remember what the other ones are. That's what I guess I came to expect. You know what I mean?
At least, Tracy for the stack.
Would you please, I will be done in a second. So, and at least polling for the dates. I find it very hard to believe that only one person consulted with herself to choose this date. How do you know it's convenient for everybody else? I mean, democracy is messy. I understand that. But at least have a respect for the other directors and at least ask the other people, can you make that date? Or ask the Durant, can we do it this following weekend or the weekend before? That's at least the minimum amount of respect I was expecting. But that was not done. Let me put it this way. It wasn't done to me. So I don't know who Tracy spoke with and said this weekend was convenient for them.
Tracy for the stack. Nia, I called seven sites in Berkeley, including three sites at the University of California. They had no availability any weekend in July. This is the only weekend available at the Durant. The Claremont Hotel and Spa is prohibitively expensive, and you can just imagine the press if we have our board meeting at the Claremont Hotel and Spa in the Oakland Hills at $225 a night. And the DoubleTree only had availability one weekend, charged $160 a night for the hotel rooms with no waived meeting room costs, bringing us dramatically over budget. I told Summer, Bill, Arlene, and LaVarne all that I had no other meeting site available that I could find that was within budget, and this was the only weekend that the Durant could book, and they told me on Friday, May 4th, 2 days after the board approved the proposal, that it was necessary to commit to that weekend because they had other folks and the hotel would be gone, leaving me to bring the choices to the board of zero and zero, and we have nowhere to meet. I sent you the email that I sent to the officers of the board and the executive staff, and I was told to tell them to reserve the hotel. That is what I did. In terms of what happened in 2010, we set up the meeting schedule for the rest of the year, I believe in March, and we therefore had many, many months. I started looking for hotels in Berkeley 4 months in advance of the meeting. I gave the coordinating committee and the board several options 3 months in advance of the meeting. We are now currently in May. The meeting is in July. And again, there was only one choice that I found. One choice is not a variety of choices. It is only the choice that there is. If the board, if this committee had done its work and scheduled meetings at the beginning of the year for the rest of the year, then I think that's a reasonable criticism. Under the circumstances with the board refusing to do so, the coordinating committee refusing to do so, then there are less choices. That's the result. So I really object to this criticism, and honestly, I'm with Bill and Summer. We need to move on.
And Bill, if you would allow me just to say one closing comment.
Okay, Summer, let me just remind everybody, you know, the PMB did vote on this last Thursday, and anybody on the board could have helped check out hotels, and I didn't hear from anybody else offering to help other than Tracy, and she did it. So I wanted to thank Tracy for that. But go ahead, Summer.
Totally. Thank you. Well, a couple things. I wasn't under the impression that Tracy needed to come back to us, frankly, to get a confirmation of the date. That's why we gave the flexibility, knowing that hotels have bookings. And I was not personally expecting to we put it sufficiently past, like, the 4th of July holiday that, frankly, any of those weekends later in July, hopefully some people can make themselves available. But I presumed that level of flexibility in the way that we crafted the motion so that it was not requiring to come back and get approval as to whether it's the last weekend in July or the second to last weekend in July, because you just don't know till you're trying to get it nailed down. I approved it. I told Tracy, go make the booking. I mean, I'm the first person who said, yes, please do this. And and Arlene concurred, and Bill, I mean, we all concurred. It's because it needs to get done, because it is only 2 months away. And, you know, the longer we wait, the fewer options we will have. So I think we just need to move forward on it. I don't think Tracy should be getting this heat. I wasn't anticipating that she was going to come back except to say this is the availability. And based on you know, not blowing out our budget to meet someplace that's way more expensive, which is totally unreasonable under the fiscal circumstances that we are experiencing. So anyway, we're going to move forward with the with this booking and get the meeting going, because it doesn't seem like there is an alternative thing. And, you know, and I experienced the same thing in L.A. I did all the hotel work. It's a lot of work. It really is. And you can encounter entire blocks of weeks where nothing's available. So I think the fact that we are able to even get one of the weekends within the time frame that we agreed upon is at least like, yay, we don't have to come back and figure out a new date because there was nothing available, which could have happened, you know. So I'm done.
Okay, thank you. Well, can we go ahead and move on? Because I have some... I'd like for us to spend a little time talking about agenda items. I mean, we have our regular stuff. One of the things I'd like to suggest that we put on the agenda for the January meeting, but we didn't get to it, was a session, maybe 2 or 3 hours long, not a meeting, but a workshop on how to make our meetings more effective, our committee meetings and our PMB meetings. And I think we really desperately need that. And we spend way too much time at our meetings, and we get too little done. And I think if we had some facilitated brainstorming by a trained workshop leader, I think we might be able to actually get some agreement on some things, which I'm hopeful of that. Any comments on that?
Yeah, Summer.
Yeah, Summer.
So we're talking about the workshop ideas that we had talked about that we didn't get to at the last meeting in terms of being more effective, the working together as a board. That's what you're talking about, correct?
Right.
Yeah, I think why don't we schedule a 2-hour block for that, you know, and then let's put together some materials and maybe you and I can work together to give it some structure so we, you know, but I'm fine with that. I think it would be helpful, you know, being all together. And also it's helpful for us to find our common ground where we can do positive things and find agreement. So where do you want to put it? Do you want to figure that out now? Are we doing that now, figuring out where we want to put things for the weekend?
Yeah,
I haven't really done that. I haven't mocked up a schedule, you know, yet.
I'd rather not put too close to the end, because this is the kind of thing I'm expecting we might want to have, give people a chance to think about it, talk with each other informally, maybe even come back with a motion or something later in the meeting. Not the last
that's interesting,
day or the
yeah.
next to the last day.
I like the way the Latino Congreso does stuff, which is much more robust than the way we do things. Motions come to the floor, and they get written, and they get debated, and they get amended, and boom, policy is set. And it's, I don't know how you know, it just works so nicely. But I think, do we also know, like, what day are we, is the reception? We need to hammer out all those details, like, what day is the reception going to happen at the radio station? Is that going to be the Friday night or the Saturday night? And how are we structuring the rest of it so we, you know, get the most out of our meeting time? So I don't know that we're going to do that here tonight, but we do need to get all that hacked out and not leave that to, you know, one
person.
Well,
do we need to decide anything for the local committee? I mean, I'd like to let as many of the details up to the local people, but if we need to put some constraints on when it should or shouldn't be.
Well, I think that we do need to decide things like, you know, like we need to know what night, you know, I mean, like at our station, you know, staff prefers to do the reception on Friday night because they already work on Friday, so they just stay late to entertain the PNB and show us around the station and everything. So do we want to presume that that's the same at other stations? And so probably the reception should be Friday night, and that means we have Saturday and Sunday night again. Maybe we can make them working evenings with, you know, working dinners, you know, take a break for dinner, but, you know, have an evening session. I don't know, but we should decide those things. Shortly, if not this meeting, maybe next meeting. So maybe
okay,
next meeting. I don't think we're quite there.
This is Nia.
Okay, Nia.
Yeah, to be perfectly honest with you, I know we've had those workshops, and I don't know how valuable they've been. Because people meet and we talk, and I haven't, unless there were things executed that I'm unaware of, and if I am, then forgive me for that. But I think what, in my mind, what is more serious is the financial condition of the foundation. I think that we really need to have probably a solid day discussing in what direction this foundation is going to go. I mean, I can't say too much more on the live stream, but, you know, we're all directors and we know exactly what I'm talking about. So as long as there's a day carved out for that, we need to have a very serious discussion about that. It could be the Saturday. And maybe we need to have going forward like an evaluation of these meetings afterwards to see what lessons learned and where we could improve and so forth and so on to make them really useful since we're spending all of this money to do this. Because sometimes I find that for 4 days, what did we really accomplish during the last one? And especially, you know, with the going concern and possibly another one, we need to really have that discussion. So I would say Saturday should be like a financial, I have to find a phrase for it now, for the foundation.
Campbell stack.
And that would probably be the majority of it, obviously, in executive session, I guess.
All right, well, maybe some of it was, yeah. Okay, so Summer and then Campbell.
I agree with Nia in terms of needing to have some really extensive time to focus on our finances. I mean, without a doubt, like, that is the most critical thing facing this network. Tied with that, of course, is programming, strangely, because we're a radio network. But I think that my problem with Saturday, of course, is that whole public participation issue. Saturday and Sunday is the day that that our most open session items should probably be entertained and public comment and et cetera. People start to, you know, some people by Monday we're wrapping things up. You know, Friday is frequently our default finance day. Most people have arrived on time. I mean, we're rarely short more than one or two members that haven't arrived when Friday morning starts. So I concur in terms of needing to spend some deep, intensive time focused on our finances and our structural issues and various organizational issues. But I think probably we should do it on the Friday rather than the Saturday, only because of the, you know, the realities of public participation. So that would be my change to that. So I don't know. I'm open to discussion on that, but I think it's probably more considerate of people who want to participate and hear what we're doing. Since a lot of it's going to have to be in closed session. I mean, it's fine to discuss. Some of it needs to be an open session, but a lot of the stuff really needs to be dug into in closed session. So
that's okay, Summer. That's fine.
Okay. Thank you. I think it's just, it would be better for the – okay, cool. That's my suggestion in terms of that, and I'll be
back.
Campbell?
Yes, I have very much the same sort of suggestion, I guess kind of weaving together what Nia was saying and what Summer was saying, that it would be perhaps a good idea to look at, say, the top three or ask the PMB board members for their top three recommendations in regard to what we need to do to, you know, recover, and that these things could become part of the agenda in terms of recovery actions. And I think that would be something good that we could, you know, infuse with a sense of direction. If, for example, a lot of it relates to such things as being able to move the expense items around, then we can have some person or persons there who can engage that particular subject matter. If some of it relates to amping up our fundraising, then we could do something there and maybe start out with a work group that, or several work groups that would have particular areas of focus that can, you know, begin to undertake something that could be carried on back at the station, you know, back home with our local station boards and, you know, through the staffs there, so that we could be getting some, on paper, some definitive, explicit plans as to how we're going to be able to turn things around. But I think that what we need to do is to identify from our colleagues the, you know, what each of them would identify as being the top three things that they believe can have major impact with regard to our financial recovery.
Okay. I mean, if you'd like to do that now, I don't think there's any problem. And it's, the earlier we get some suggestions, the earlier we might could even incorporate them into the recovery
plan. Should I make that a motion, Mr. Chair?
Well, I'm not sure you need a motion. I mean, you could do that yourself if you'd like, and just but if you want to, that's okay.
Okay, I'll do that. I don't need to make more work for myself in terms of minutes, but I'll send that to you, and then we can see how that works in terms of sending it to the group.
Okay. Thank you.
Summer, Jen, can
you anybody else for the stack on this?
Oh, this is Teresa. I want you to know I'm on the call.
Oh, hi, Teresa. We're discussing the in-person meeting things to the agenda and related topics. This is the July meeting.
Bill, after others have had a chance, I want to be put back on stack.
Okay. Okay, well,